What a contrast, the wet weather along the south coast of New South Wales compared to the howling ferocity of the fire conditions that claimed yet more lives and properties over the weekend. The fires aren't out, of course, and the federal government is now stepping up its response to that shortly. But those who've been defending their remote communities from raging wildfires for a week say such announcements are too late. Gavin Coote has been gauging sentiment in the region.
As roads gradually reopen across southern New South Wales, the widespread devastation is there for all to see. Here are burnt out cars and signs, and some communities almost unrecognisable. Crews at Conjola Park are working frantically to clear large charred gum trees that have spilled onto the roads and to rebuild destroyed power lines. And it's meant some residents are still unable to return to their properties now 2 days after the fire passed through.
Yeah, we just kept when we could. We snuck in and did stuff and then skedaddled.
Susie Kraftchick at Tapatali has returned home briefly to fill up gutters with water and clear leaf litter from around her yard, but it's been too unsafe to stay. She's yet to sleep under her own roof since the major Currawin blaze ripped through the Shoalhaven hinterland at the weekend.
We've been told by friends that our house is okay, but I'm dying to see it in reality and see what might have been damaged. I think the power lines might be, because they go through our block. So we don't know.
Do you feel the worst is past now?
No, there's a lot more summer. And if we got another few really hot days after the rain, it could, who knows what could happen, you know. It might not be us, but it'll be somewhere else.
In even denser bushland between Nowra and Kangaroo Valley, Dave Bright lost a number of sheds and tanks, along with chooks.
Thank God, saved the house, saved the barn, and we're alive. That's what counts, isn't it?
An intricate sprinkler system was what saved his home from heavy ember attacks.
People that managed to stay home, save their houses, where other ones where they wouldn't let them in and that, and then they lost their houses. And, we definitely would have lost the house if I didn't stay put. But it's one of those things you have to be prepared for it.
About an hour south at Barara, near Sussex Inlet, tall gums are still smouldering about 100 metres away from homes. A constant reminder to locals like Pat Nethery that this wet weather isn't nearly enough to shut down the threat for good. The community there, which is almost entirely surrounded by bush, lakes and ocean, has already had to defend itself from walls of flames 3 times in the last week.
You're not able to put it out. You're only able to contain it. And, of course, every other day that came, which was hot and dry, it continued to spread.
The retired school principal is literally 2 doors down from the Conjola National Park. The only thing between the bushland and homes is a road, and he firmly believes a wider buffer between the two, along with sensible hazard reduction burning, is needed.
We don't necessarily, most of us, advocate large land clearing because we love the forest. It's one of the reasons that we live here. What we do want is a slightly wider buffer zone between 21st century urban communities on the coast and these very large forests. But we want the very large forests.
The Prime Minister's assurance that his government will rebuild fire-affected areas isn't of much solace for South Coast locals like Pat Nethery, who've long been urging for extra help to defend their communities.
He's come out with a plethora of support mechanisms in the last few days. I mean, fancy waiting till Saturday to make announcements. What good is that, you know? The whole place is burnt. So, yeah, it's just been an absolutely, you know, disappointing response from the one person who should have been given the absolute leadership in the country. And I think generally people feel like that. And in many cases, many people won't forgive him for that, even people who voted for him at the last election. So I think there needs to be a fair bit of soul searching.
New South Wales South Coast resident Pat Nethery speaking with our reporter Gavin Coote.